Now the Emir of Qatar has slammed an ongoing blockade of the Persian Gulf emirate by a group of Saudi-led by a Saudi-led group of countries. I should add. Have a listen.
After 1 year of illegal blockade imposed on the state of Qatar, many facts were revealed about a prearranged campaign of incitement against it, besides the insinuation and fabrications used to create this crisis. In the meantime, the international community recognized the falseness of the allegations that had been propagated against my country to justify the premeditated measures taken under the pretext of these invented and untrue allegations.
Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani was speaking during a UN General Assembly meeting. He described as a flagrant violation of international law the boycott of his country by Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt. Sheikh Tamim, however, downplayed the effectiveness of the blockade. In June 2017, Saudi Arabia and its regional allies cut off diplomatic relations with Qatar. They accused the country of supporting terrorism and destabilizing the region, allegations that Doha denies. Joining us out of Toronto now is Mr. Eric Wahlberg, journalist and Mideast expert. Hello, Mr. Wahlberg. Thanks for joining us back in the program, sir. And your thoughts by Al-Thani's remarks there. It's almost like with all the fiasco and all the chaos going on in the Middle East, we've kind of forgot about, you know, the embargo that's been placed on Qatar for quite some time now. Your thoughts, please.
Anti-Qatar quartet, as it's called. They are four of the most odious nations, governments in the world today: the United States, Egypt under its dictator Sisi, who has condemned to death the death penalty for more than a dozen of the leading Muslims in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood leaders, and another 65 to life imprisonment just for being good Muslims. And then we've got Bahrain, which is a puppet of Saudi, and the Emirates, which I guess you could call them puppets as well. And they are the same ones. Qatar was actually with them earlier, before last year, in the Yemen campaign. And thank Alhamdulillah that Qatar is rid of those, of that whole horrible catastrophe. The other Saudis are continuing to destroy Yemen. And instead, Qatar has been reaching out to good Muslims around the world, both Sunni and Shia, which is very important, and which Saudi Arabia hates, the idea of the Shia and Sunni factions of Islam coming together. So Qatar really, it's just now one of the heroes in the world, one of these little Davids that fights the Goliath.
And Saudi Arabia, I mean, Saudi Arabia accuses and has been accusing Qatar of sponsoring terrorism. But, I mean, if you could ask a lot of critics, they'll say the Saudis and their allies are terrorizing the heck out of Yemenis and, I mean, just slaughtering and terrorizing an entire nation, not just a small group of, or a sect of people, but an entire country, and that they supported terrorism on Iraqi soil as well as Syrian soil, you very well know.
Yes, Saudi, they're the worst they're the most guilty of supporting terrorism. I mean, ISIS really has been funded by Saudi money, and the various quasi-ISIS groups in Syria are, again, funded by Saudi. Well, of course, they get some Israeli money, too. The Saudis and Israelis work together in Syria. But Salman is very interesting that he actually made things worse when he performed a coup earlier this year and took over control of Saudi leadership. And he now charges his opponents with being pro-Qatar. So then he just boots them out, and he's consolidated power around him in an anti-Qatari way. And then to top it all off, he's now planning to build an island around Qatar. He can't get rid of Qatar altogether, so he's got so much money, he can just pour trillions. I don't know how much it costs to build this huge canal that he's building that would cut Qatar off from the mainland. So the story just gets wilder and wilder each day.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Eric Wahlberg out of Toronto, Canada, journalist and Middle East expert.